Well, so I'll tell you, honey, listen about soy to mashmon. This is just a second cloud. Now, if the husband says, I am to you for a husband, that's no good. Why? Hochok, see, the pasuk says, ki yikach. Kedushin is, ki yikach, you have to go and take your wife. You're marrying your wife means you're making a kinyan to be kind to bring your wife to you and not to take yourself to her. And not that you're taking yourself and telling your wife, listen, I am your husband. I am your balcham, your resosra. That's no good. For ochot siv, and by gershon, the pasuk says, v'shilcha, you have to send her away. For lo yishta chasatzmoy, and not that you take yourself away. If a person writes in the get, I'm not your husband anymore, that's not gershon. Gershon is v'shilcha, you have to send her away. And not that you send yourself away. So that's Shmuel's tradition. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that vovo meral from the top. Tana Rabbonim, it's the third line, the two of the two dots. Tana Rabbonim, we learned in a brace like this. As a man says to his coming wife, Hareyat Ishti, he like gives her money or a ring and he tells her, with the lashon of Hareyat Ishti, you are my wife. Hareyat Arusosi, also lashon of Erisin, also lashon of Kedushin. Or else Hareyat Kenuyali, you are going to belong to me. Is Mukadeshus. These are good words that the husband could say, Bishas the Mice of Kedushin. Even though usually the words should be Harei At Mukadeshus Li, but if you say these words, it also means that I want you to be my wife. What about Harei At Shali? If the man says, Harei At, you are to me, or else Harei At Rishusi, you are in my Rishus, in my possessions, or else Harei At Zekukali, you are also, Zekuka means you're like attached to me, is Mukadeshus. These three words are also good. Again, the husband is making a Maisa Kedushin here. He is giving her a ring, and Bishas, he gives her the ring, he is telling her these words, so we say these words also means Harayat Mukadeshus Li. Why don't we say all six at one time? Like how come it has intervals here, three, and it's good, then another three words, and it's also good. Sumar says, Tana Tlosa Tlosa Shaminu. This Tana heard over three words, three Lashonis that are good. Vega Sinu, and he learnt it. And then he heard another three is good, he also learnt it. So that's the way he learnt it from his Rebbe. That's the way when he said over the Brisa, that's the way he said the Brisa. Iboiliu, we have a question like this now. What's going to be Miyuchedes Li Mahu? If a Shasta husband gives his wife the ring, he tells her this lashon that miyuchedes li hareyat miyuchedes li. You are separated, or miyuched means designated to me. Or else miyuedes li. Your miyud, the lashon of yid, is also lashon of kedushin. The pasuk by an Omar Vriya says, the Rashi brings there miyuedes means lashon asher lo yiyoda. If the master does not make yid with his Omar Vriya, which is a type of kedushin, shu lashon kedushin, Rashi says, bo Omar Vriya. So this also would be good. So the man says, Mu'edesli, Mahu, what's the locha? Or else, Ezrosi Mahu. Or else, Negdosi Mahu. So Rashi says, Ezrosi and Negdosi means, Loshen Esaloi Eze Kenegdo. The Torah says about your wife, about Chava, that Hashem made it to be a helper to withstand with you. So that's Loshen of, Ezrosi means, you are my helper. Or else, Negdosi, you're standing with me. Mahu, what's the locha? Or else, if the husband says, Hareyat Atzurosi, you are Atzurosi Loshanov, gathered together to me, like tied up with me. Mahu, what is that also good for Kedushin? When the husband is giving the ring to his wife, he tells her, Hareyat Atzurosi, you are like going to be tied up with me. Is that called Kedushin or not? Tzilosi Mahu. The husband says, you are my rib. What's that? Could he say, you are my rib? Is that also Lashon Kedushin or not? Sigurosi Mahu. I want you to be sogur, to be tied up, locked up. Sigurosi Lashon by Yizgur Basar. It was locked up. The meat was locked up. Mahu. What's the locha? Tachti Mahu. What's going to be the locha if the husband says, Tachti. I want you to be underneath me. Or it means also Lashon of with me. Or else, tfusasai mahu. Tfusa means when you capture somebody. Say, also, I'm like capturing you. That's what the husband says to his wife. Tfusasai mahu. You are going to be my captured. Is that a lashon of kedushin or not? Lukuchosi mahu. You are lukuchosi. You are taken to me. Or lukuchosi, something I buy, I'm buying you. Is that good or not? Lukuchosi. You are what I bought. Mahu. So the question is, are these lashonis good lashonis of kedushin? If the husband speaks out these words, b'shas, he gives her the ring, do we say for sure he means kedushin and she understands that, and therefore it's called the ma'aseh kedushin? Or do we say, no, maybe the husband has some other meaning of avdia. Maybe it means something else, therefore it would not mean kedushin. Samar says, poshut miyuchada. Yishnoh, I have an answer for one at least. Poshut miyuchada. For one, I have an answer. The Tanya will learn like this. If somebody says to his wife, like when he gives her the ring, Harayat Lukuchosi, you are taken to me, I'm buying you. Harayzim Ukadeshis, that's also called the good Lashem, we understand that he means Kedushin. Why? Mishum Shinema, because there's a pasuk in the Torah like that that says, Kiyikach Ish Isha, when a man takes his wife. So therefore, if a man says, B'shas, he gives his wife the ring, Harayat Lukuchasi, everybody knows what it means to say is, like interpreting this pasuk of Kiyikach, that it means to say, I'm taking you now to me to be my wife. But the other ones are questions. We don't know for sure what will be the other ones. Are they called considered Lashon Kedushin or not? Iboiliu, I have a question like this now. Charufosi mahu. If the man says, Bishasi gives her the ring, you are to be my charufosi. Is that called Lashon Kedushin or not? Charufosi, the Torah talks about that. That's by a shivcha kenanis. That the pasuk calls her a charufosi. So the question, does charufosi mean a Lashon of Kedushin? You want to be married to her? Or else does it mean a Lashon of avdus? You want her to work for you? Then that's not Kedushin. So ma, what's the halacha? So ma says, Toshima, come in here. Tetanya, we learn like this. Hoi me charufosi mikudeshes. If somebody says to his future wife when he gives her the ring, Harayat Charufosi, the locher is Mekudeshes, yes, that is considered a good Lashon of Kedushin. And the Brisa says, you know why? Shekein v'Yehuda Koirin li'Arusa Charufa. Because in Yehuda, this town of Yehuda, the people there used to call their wives, the Arusa, Arusa means your wife after Kedushin, they used to call her Charufa. So therefore, if somebody would say at the time when he's giving her the ring, Harayat Charufasi in Yehuda, we would know for sure the man means to marry her, and she understands that also, and the Edom there also understand it, so therefore that would be a good Kedushin. So first, the Gemara asks the question, for Yehuda have a Ruba di Alma, like is Yehuda the rival of the world? Like, so what if in Yehuda they spoke this way? But the Chora, our question is, what's the luck all over the world? So if you can tell me now all over the world that they not talk this way, only in Yehuda, so why is that good for all over the world? Like if Yehuda would be rov of the world, the majority of the world, so what the majority of the world does, that's good to give it a shame, Kedushin, for all over. But since Yehuda's only a minority, so there they did it. But how does that help for the whole world though? Yeah. So my answer is Hochikama. This is what he meant to say. If somebody says the words charufasi, you should know he is mekudeshes. Shenema, because the pasuk says vehi shivcha, she was a shivcha kenanis necharefes liish means she was married to a man. So we see the word necharefes means to be married. V'yoid, secondly, the brisa says v'yehuda koru nearusa charufa. Secondly, you should know that in the city Yehuda, there the people used to call their wife. After Kedushin, the Arusa, they used to call her Charufa. So like we're saying, two answers here. First of all, we're saying Charufa is a Lashon of Kedushin. And that is good. And secondly, you should know that in Yehuda, people used to speak this way. So Gemara asked the question, for Yehuda, for Yoid Lekro, like it's a question, Rashi says, V'chiyam Nikra Sorach Siyua, Meminik Shev Yehuda. Like once it's a pasuk, so that's the main answer. You have a pasuk that says charufa means kedushin. Why do you have to bring a proof to the pasuk from a minig the way they acted in Yehuda? Like so what? How they acted in Yehuda? But the pasuk says charufa is lashon kedushin, so that means kedushin. So Gemara says like this: El hochikama. This is what the Braisa means to say: Ha'ime charufa biYehuda mekudeshes. Where we be chayzer now? Not from the pasuk, but rather it's totally in the minig, that in Yehuda itself, hoy mecharufa b'Yehuda, somebody that's getting married in the city of Yehuda, there, if the man says, b'shas, he gives over the ring, harei at charufosi, there we say mekudeshes. You know why? Shekein b'Yehuda currently arusa charufa. Because in Yehuda, there the people used to call their wife a charufa. So therefore, it's called a maitzi kedushin. But outside Yehuda, it would not be that way. Outside Yehuda, we would say, no, charufa is not a lashon of a kedushin, and therefore she would not be mekudeshes. So Rashi learns like this. The Moros Chazoris Shekein b'Yehuda Avu Mikra Lekla Melech. Now the Gemara's Chazor says from that posik that you said, we brought down the he shivcha necherefes liish. There's no proof that it means kedushin, because really it's a machlokes in the Gemara. What does that posik mean? Now we're going to say that posik is talking about a shivcha kenanis hakosim medaber a goyish maid. Shein kedushin toifsim bo. There's no kedushin. You can't marry a goyish maid. So by a shivcha kenanis there's no kedushin over there. So therefore, the pasuk that he shivchah nechrefes lish does not mean kedushin. Nechrefes just means she set aside to a man, but not called kedushin. But Rashi says, what was the Gemara's havamina? To havamina, the Gemara was like the Gemara, like the man diyam and gittin that holds. So this pasuk is talking about a chatzi shivchah of a chatzi bas chayrin makosim medaber to shaychi botzad kedushin. That one man diyam learns when the pasuk says vi shivchah nechrefes lish means she was married to a man. How do you have a case that a shivcha is married and a case where she's a chatzi shivcha and a chatzi bascharin? That means first two Jews bought this shivcha kananis, and then one owner freed his half. So now this lady is a half of a bascharin, therefore that half could get married. So that was the havmin of the Gemara. The pasuk is talking about kedushin, so charufa means kedushin. But the Gemara's maskana is no. We hold like the man the Yomo. It's talking about a complete shivcha kananis, that there's no kedushin there. So the word charuf in the pasuk just means she's designated. She has a man. That's all. Not married to him. So therefore, if a regular person says a rayat charufosli, there's no kedushin involved. Therefore, the Gemara says only in the town of Yehuda, there lemaisa people used to talk, not because the Torah says it, but that's the way they used to talk there. They used to call their wives there charufa. Therefore, in Yehuda, you could be mekadeshes with the lashon of charufasi. Now the Gemara says, but my askina, what are we talking about over here? So Rashi says that the question is now all these different lashonos we spoke about before. What are we talking about? If the husband was not talking to her before about getting married, or else about giving a get, so how do we know what the husband means to say? Like, how do we know those lashonos are good lashonos of kedushin or not? There's all these lashonos before of arayat zekukali, or else miuedisli as the rossi. That we had a suffix before, what does those words mean? So now we're saying, where was your doubt? Like, if the husband was not talking to her before about getting married, and he comes up and says these words, harayat azrosi, so of course it's not kedushin there. How do we know what the husband means? He wasn't talking about getting married yet, so that's not a lashon of kedushin. The yellow, but, the medabri molis kagita v'kudushel. Maybe you want to tell me we're talking about in a case where he was talking to her about getting married. So then the question is, even if he would not say anything, even if he would not say these words of harayat azrosi, harayat negdosi, but rather he would just give her a ring, he would also be married to her. The Tanan, because we learn like this, if a man is talking with a lady, al iske gita v'kudushel, he's talking to either about getting married, or else when they're already married, he's talking to her about getting a get. For a man, let's say in our cases, he's talking to this lady about getting married to her. And then, or else there's his wife, and he's talking about giving her a get. And v'nosan logite, right away gives her the get. Or else v'kiddushel, right away after he starts to talk to her about how nice it is, I would marry you, let's get married. And then he goes and gives her a ring, v'loy pirish, and he did not explain why he's giving this ring. So Rabbi Yosi medayoi, Rabbi Yosi says, that's enough. He is mekadeshes right now. Since they were talking before about getting married, and now he comes up with the ring and gives it to her, that's a maisi kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Aymed Sarach Lafarish. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he still has to explain himself when he's giving the ring and has to say, Harayat Mekudeshesli. It's not enough that they were talking about it before. He has to speak up now and say a Lashonot Kedushin. But the Yomer Rav Huna Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yasi. You should know the Psak is like Rabbi Yasi. Says so, if we're talking about over here in our question, our Shalom in the Gemara, where the husband uses one of these words of you should be my helper, you should be against me, with me, you should be locked up with me. So, Mamanashuk, if we're talking about that the husband was talking about getting married to her, and then he gave her the ring, so forget about these words, even without these words, the Kedushin should take place. Because we paskin like Rabbi Yasi, that says you're married without words, where you were talking to her before about getting married. So the more answers, no, I'll tell you still it's good, the question we have. We're talking about over here even where the husband was talking to her about getting married. So the question was then, for sure it's good, even if he wouldn't say anything. So I'll answer you no. If the husband right after talking to her about getting married, right away comes up and gives her a ring and keeps quiet, then it's true, that's good, that's a good solution. But Hachem am I asking on, where the husband gave her the ring, and now he spoke up and said one of these words, that harayat azrosi, you should be my helper. And now we have a doubt, what did the husband mean? Because if he would have kept quiet, he would have been better off. But now that he said these words, that harayat, you should be my helper, we have a doubt, what does the husband mean? Hani lishni, these words that the husband said, likedushay kamala, does he mean to make kedushin, he should be his wife, and then it would be good? Or do we have a doubt, maybe, limlocha kamala, maybe the husband, when he said to say, reyat azrosi, you should be my helper, maybe he meant to say, you should just be my maid of the house, or else you should be with me, means, help me, that's all work for me, but not that we should be married, teiku. Therefore, we have a suffix. What does those words mean? And that's what the Gemara blinds by a suffix. If the husband would give the ring and say, Harayat Azrosi, you should be my helper, what does the husband mean? Does he mean to say you should be my maid? Or does he mean to say you are married to me? See, even though before he was talking about getting married to her, but still, if he comes up now and says this word, if this word means for work, he only means to say, I want you to be my worker. So therefore we have a taiko if it means kedushin or not. Gufa, before we just learned, if a man is talking with a lady, about either if his wife giving her a get or else a new lady about getting married to her. For she doesn't say anything to her, b'shas he gives her the money or the get. This is that's enough. There's kedushin as gerushin. If you do I'm a circle farish, no, you have to explain, you have to still say Hareya Mekodesh Shli, or else Hareya this you get. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, but Vusha Sukim B'yaisinyin. You should know only, like even according to Rabbi Yaisi, whether you say it was enough, if they were talking before Vusha Sukim B'yaisinyin, they're still being Isaac in the Indian of Kedushin. So we'll soon see what that means. Rashi says, Vusha Sukin, Hodekom Rav Yosi Dayoi, Vusha Yasukin Vedibur Iske Kudushe at Shas Nesina. It means they were still talking about the Indian of marriage up until he gave her the ring. That even though Bishas he gave her the ring, he did not say Rea Mekodeshesli, then it's good. But up until he gave over the ring, he had to be Kaseda talking about getting married. That's when Rav Yosi says it's good. Vechenom Rav Lozom Rav Yoshia, Vusha Sukin Vaisinian. Only when they're still talking about marriage, and then he gives her the ring, we say that means l'shem kedushin. So Gemara says ketanoi. This is really machlokes tanoim. Rabbi says true. Who shatzukim by sinyan. That the Rabbi Yosi says the kedushin is good without an amira is only if they were talking up until the nesina about getting married. Rabbi Lozda, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Afopi Shein Asukim by sinyan. No, even though they were not talking the whole time about getting married. Still, as long as he gives her the ring, at the same sitting probably, even though the last few words were not about getting married, still it's called a good kedushin. So Gemara asks, but vi lav di asukim b'yisinyin, like if they were not talking about kedushin just before, like the Havamina is, like 5 minutes ago they were talking about getting married. But then they start to talk about the moon, how the moon looks. So they're talking about something else, and then he goes and gives her a kedushin. So Gemara asks, mi no yoda mai kamala. Like, how does she know what he's telling her? Like, nobody knows. that the last conversation was how the moon looks, and then he came up and gave her a ring. Said, so how do we know that the giving of the ring means Hashem Kedushim? Like, how could Rabbi Lezer say this? So Marin says, Amar Abaya, you know what the Machleki says? You know what Rabbi Lezer means to say? Amar Abaya, the Shaila is, Me Inyan Le Inyan, B'yos Inyan. Avada, they can't go off to a conversation about the moon. Then everybody agrees the Kedushim won't be good. They were still talking about getting married. Because the first man, the Yom says, he asked him to talk and say that I want to marry you, it's good to get married about marriage and mamish. And the Blazer says no about that Inyan, even though not mamish Kedushin. So Rashi says, what's about getting married? Rashi says, Me'inyan Inyan means, She'aposku miladabe b'kedushin. They stopped talking about getting married, mamish, about let's getting married, but now they start to talk about, Vayimadabrim b'dvorim acherim. Which other things though? Homiyo ledovret sochi zivugim. They spoke something about marriage. Hoyu. Kemoi kama yesh tochod dunya. Let's hear, how much of money are you going to bring in? Now they start talking about, listen, how much of a present, how much is the shver going to give? So that's what they start talking about. They stop talking about getting married mamish, but about inyonim zivug. They start talking about your father, how much money is he going to give you? Or else she asked him, how many fields do you own that will have panosa? So they went off the subject of getting married, but they spoke about it, about if there'll be enough panosa to manage. So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Lezer holds that's enough. So even though they're not talking directly about marriage, but it's in yonim about, that's enough. And the Tanakhama says no, they have to say they'd be talking about getting married up until he gives the ring. We pass him like Rabbi Yossi. Like we just said before, that Rabbi Yossi holds Dayo, it's enough that even though he did not speak out, Bishasi gave her the ring, Areya Mekodeshesli, but since they were talking about getting married, that's enough. Oh, my lay Rav Yamal Rav Ashi, V'yeloho diyam Rav Yudah. If so, that Rav Yudah said over, Oh, my Shmuel, name of Shmuel. Because there's a klal, kol sheni yodeya betiv gitin kedushin. Anybody that does not know well all the halachas about gitin or else about kedushin, lo yehei lo yesek imoyim. He should not have to do with them. In other words, he should not go to write a get. He should not be the mesader with the get, or else he should not be the mesader kedushin. He should not be the one to make the kedushin if he does not know the halachas of kedushin. Because poshut, maybe something will come up, and he won't know how to paskin, and he'll give the get, and it's not kosher. He'll make kedushin, and it's not kosher. So he should not have to do with the getin and the kedushin. Rashi says, Liyo is dying b'dovi, should not be a dying. Because Shem yater isa ervo v'ze ivus shen yoch l'sakin. But not only the mesad kedushin. Means you should not be a dying. If somebody comes to ask you a question about these things, don't take a chance out of it to answer machmas chance, because here, if you make a mistake, it's terrible. Like, you'll be matter her to live with an erva, the kid will be mamzerim. So here, we're saying, if you don't know the laws clearly, don't be a dayan. So Gemara asks, if so, what's going to be afilu lo shmilei, hod Rav Huna Mashmuel? Do you want to tell me, even if somebody does not know this halacha, that Rav Huna Mashmuel said, that we paskin like Rav Yosi, that if they're talking about kedushin, that's enough? If somebody does not know this halacha, would you also tell me this klal that he should not be a dayan in inyonim kedushin? Or Malay in yes, Hochinam is taka true. If somebody does not know this halacha, he should not have to do with kedushin. So Rashi explains the question was: does this case come up often or not? Is a shchiach such a case like this? If it's a thing that's not shchiach, never comes up. So if it never comes up, then the mice maybe could be a dayan, because you don't have to worry. Maybe such a case like this would come up. But if a case like this does come up, then you should not be Isaac in kedushin if you do not know this halacha. And that was the answer, yes, cases like this could come up, that sometimes people talk to a lady about getting married to her, and then he comes up and gives her a ring. So that is a case that happens, therefore you have to know the halacha, that if they were talking all the time about getting married, and then he gave her the ring, that is a ma'aseh kedushin. Now the Gemara says like this, pshita, it's for sure, that no san lo gita v'yoma lo li'ishtoi harayat vascharin. If a man writes up a get for his own wife and tells her, Harayat Bas Chorin, you're a free lady now.